Hey guys, I am back. This is Chris here. I am so sorry. I haven't been active for what, 8 months now? Something like that. Something crazy like that. But I'm back. I haven't really been playing games that much, and I've been doing some things. I've been reading books and all that. But someone asked me to do a playthrough on Adventure at Sea, Colin, so that's what I'm going to start today. And let's go ahead and get to it.
Menu.
I'm using Windows 10 now. That shouldn't make too much of a difference. And sorry about the background stuff.
AAC.
So let's go ahead and launch this.
Unknown.
Checking for
Adventure at Sea.
And
VGStorm.com.
We will let this play, and it has to load.
Welcome to Adventure at Sea, Colon. Please cycle through the menu with your up and down arrow keys. Every menu except this one uses TTS. Make sure to stop by the TTS configuration screen before you enter the game. Load a save file.
Alright, so that lets you load a game.
New game.
Self-explanatory.
TTS configuration.
That lets you choose a Sappy 5 voice. This uses Sappy 5.
Test speakers.
Let's go ahead and do this.
Left. Right. Welcome. New game. TTS configuration.
I'll show you what's in here.
Hi. Welcome to the
Microsoft Zira Desktop. English. United States.
Zira.
Microsoft David Desktop. English. United States.
Microsoft.
VW Kate.
That's all we got.
Welcome to Adventure New Game. Check current version. Check for Adventure at Sea : updates. Welcome to Adventure at New Test speakers. Check. Welcome to check current version for Adventure at Sea.
Well, I guess you can't check for updates. That's weird.
Welcome to Adventure at New Test speakers. Wait. Check for Test TTN. Hi.
Microsoft Zira Desk. Success. Hi. Let's play some.
Oh, I think
Adventure
I gotta change
sea.
Voices.
Welcome to New Test speakers. Hi.
Microsoft.
VW. Welcome to Adventure New Test. Check for Adventure at Sea. Welcome to Adventure New Game.
Why is that voice broken?
Load a second.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Welcome to Adventure New Exit.
Let's,
menu.
Load the game again.
AAC. Locate unknown.
Checking for
Adventure at Sea.
That's a weird bug.
VGStorm.com.
And you know what? We can probably kill NVDA.
Exit NV. Reset.
Welcome
exit.
To Adventure at Sea : Please select new game. TTS test speak. Check for
you are using the latest Adventure at Sea : version.
Welcome to Adventure at Sea. Check current version.
3.2.1 bug fix released July 23rd, 2014.
Welcome to Nifty test speakers.
Let's turn the music down a little bit using D. Sorry about that. I'm gonna keep that in there though. That's an interesting bug.
Check current version. Exit.
Okay.
TTS new game.
Let's start a new game.
Select a file slot to save your new game to. File 1, Chris, 6 minutes and 19 seconds. File 2, file 1, file 16, unused, 0. File 1, Chris, starting a new file in this slot will delete all of your progress on this save slot. Are you sure? Think carefully.
Yeah, I tried recording this earlier and it got cut off for some reason. And, yeah, there are 16 save slots.
Yes.
So I'm going to hit the down arrow to go to yes.
Hello, what might your name be? Name entry text field. Capital C.
Name.
H.
Sorry about the background stuff if you can hear it.
R-I-S.
I'll just type my name.
Alright, glad that's over. Now I can get back to developing my application. I hope to have it released by Friday. Wait, what's this? A virus? Now that's wait, what? Well, I guess I'll try to reboot.
Rat. Your system is under attack. And I have the power to lose your system to take over the room.
Who are you? Wait, no, wait! Ah, come on! What should I do? I don't want to, but it looks like I'm gonna have to turn myself into a program, and that may not be reversible. I've never tested this code, but in theory it should work. Well, I should be able to put in this disk and be able to access my hard drive. And then I can place this program on it.
This guy needs a pop filter.
Run it and well, I should appear inside of the system. I'm kind of nervous, but this is probably my only chance. Let's go. Oof. Well, I guess I'd better look around now.
Use the arrow keys to move.
Turn the music up a little bit, using U. There we go. And this is just a side-scroller. Let's go to the right arrow. The tutorial will basically give you all the commands.
Hello.
Which is nice.
My name is Tutorialus. I am your friend. I shall help you get oriented as a program. Hear that noise to your right? That is a virus. It will try to kill you, so kill it first. Press the space key to fire your currently equipped weapon. Press the number keys to change your currently equipped weapon.
Yep.
Laser.
You got... Okay, I'm gonna hit one.
Knife.
Two.
Laser.
And for now, that's it. If you hit B when you have your thing equipped...
Laser battery level, 970.
That gives my battery level.
Knife.
If you hit M, that tells you your bits, which is the currency.
10 bits.
Okay. So, let's keep going here. We shall see what we shall see.
Hello again. Here we have another sound off to our right. This is an item. Simply walk through the item to pick it up. Extra life.
That was easy. You hit L to check your lives.
Four lives. A wall is blocking your path onward. But wait, the wall has a crack in it. If you duck, you can probably get under it. To duck, press the down key. You can walk while you duck, but this is much slower than walking normally is.
Alright, let's duck. Oh, let me show you something. Oh. I'm gonna duck and walk to the right. Now, if I... stop ducking. I guess he bangs his head on the wall. So let's hold the down and right arrows. There we go.
A rock is blocking your path onward.
Continue.
This shouldn't be a problem for you. Simply jump over it. To jump, press the up key. You can navigate while you jump, and if you're quick with your fingers, this can be much faster than walking. If you need a quick landing, press either of the control keys. This will only work if you're close enough to the ground.
I don't use the quick landing feature, but it's there. Let me show you what happens if you land on the rock. Yeah. Jump.
Your health was restored by 30.
You hit H to check your health. Shift. Shift H to check your maximum health.
Oh no. To the right of you is corrupted sectors of the hard drive. Most likely this was caused by one of the viruses or corrupted files. If you touch those, you will become corrupt and cease to exist within the minute. But this should only happen if you touch them. If you jump across it using your up arrow key, you should be safe. You'll have to make sure that you jump it completely. These are usually more than one square wide, but you have no way of knowing how vast they are until you actually jump. Be prepared for the worst. The edges of these sectors have been harmed by the corruption. Stepping on the edges will not harm you, but they are a nice indicator of where you are in relation to the sectors.
Alright, this is basically a pit. Jump! Press the right arrow. I'm just gonna jump through this. Because if you jump, you move a lot faster.
Hello, this is the final time I shall appear. This item is different than the others you have collected. You must grab it while at the height of your jump. You could position yourself underneath the item and jump, or you could jump next to the item and then arrow to it.
Yep.
Extra life. Your health was fully restored.
Boss battle. And I love this music.
What? Laser. Knife.
There we go.
Congratulations. Level complete. You took 2 minutes and 15 seconds to complete the level. You had a total of 6 kills. Press the enter key to continue.
I love that, boss music.
Hey, that wasn't so bad. I'm actually quite good at this.
You speak too soon. You're ignorant. Our world is under attack by the infamous computer virus known only as RS. We have discovered that RS used to be a human. His name was Rusty Salisk. He is very intelligent, and he has his headquarters deep inside of the System 32 directory. The only way to get to the System 32 directory, however, is through the Windows directory. The Windows directory is locked. There's a special key code that you can use to unlock it. Unfortunately, the 9 bits of the key code are scattered throughout the file system. The downloads folder, the pictures folder, the music folder, and several others. All of these directories are filled with viruses. Rusty Salisk has also appointed 9 guardians, very powerful computer viruses, to protect the key code. You would have to go into all of those directories and destroy all of those guardians before you can get into the Windows directory. Still think this is going to be easy? And once you get into the Windows directory, that isn't even your final stop. After that, you have to go into System 32, and who knows what else you'll have to do.
Boring. I've got an idea. I'm going to use the command line to make your voice sound weird. That certainly won't be boring. Huh, I had no idea that would actually work. Well, as fun as that was, this is a serious matter. Goodbye, person. I don't know your name. Goodbye.
Hello there. It is not often we see new programs around here these days. Just thought I'd give you a friendly tip. You can press Shift plus O to open an options menu. You can only open the options menu when you are not in A level though. I recommend you do this immediately. You can learn more about the Ingom sounds there. Also, to enter A level, press Enter when you are at the entrance. You can press Space on an entrance to see its status, completed or not completed. Well, see ya. Have a good day.
Okay. This is the in-between level, I guess you'd call it. And if you can hear that off to the right, that's the first thing, which is downloads. And I guess what I can do briefly is show you the options menu. So if you hit Shift-O...
Welcome. Please select an option with your arrow key. Change weapon trigger.
Change weapon trigger, so if you don't like using spacebar, you can change it.
View accomplishments.
View accomplishments. This game has achievements. We haven't gotten there yet, so there's nothing there. See?
Welcome. Change weapon. View accomplishments.
So if you click on it right now, it just takes you back into the game.
Change jumping trigger.
Change jumping trigger. Trigger. So if you don't like that key, you can change it.
Tutorial.
Tutorial that shows you some of the different game sounds and tells you what they are. Since I'm playing this, I'll tell you what's coming up.
Virus database.
Virus database, this lists all the different things that you will encounter as you play the game. I'll let you explore that on your own, because again, I will tell you what these are. I don't really use this, but you can, if you wish.
Welcome to Advent New Tech Exit.
So, one last thing to note. The game saves, so you don't need to worry about saving your game. But that should do it for the tutorial. I will be back playing downloads. So until then, you guys take care.